ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय One who chants the holy name of the Lord is immediately free from the reactions of unlimited sins, even if he chants indirectly to indicate something else, jokingly, for musical entertainment, or even neglectfully. This is accepted by all learned scholars of the scriptures. Translation response 2. One who chants the holy name of the Lord, is immediately free from the reactions of unlimited sins. Even if he chants indirectly, to indicate something else, jokingly, for musical entertainment, or even neglectfully, this is accepted by all learned scholars of the scriptures. So there's no purport for this verse, so we'll continue for the next text, which is text 15. I'll just read the Sanskrit. Patitaskala dopagna sandastapta pahata hari ritya vasesh seshenaha kumarnhatiyatana. Translation. If one chants the holy name of Hari and then dies because of an accidental misfortune, such as falling from the top of a house, slipping, and suffering broken bones while traveling on the road, being bitten by the serpent, being afflicted by the pain and high fever, or being injured by a weapon, one is immediately absolved from having to enter hellish life, even though he is sinful. Very powerful. Purport. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 8.6, yam yam bhavi smaram bhavam tyajante ante kalevaram tam tam eviti kaunteya sada tad bhava bhavita. Whatever state of being one remembers when he quits his body, that state he will attain without fail. If one practices chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, he is naturally expected to chant Hare Krishna when he meets with some accident. Even though such practice, however, if one somehow or other chants the holy name of the Lord, Hare Krishna, then when he meets an accident and dies, he will be saved from hell's life after death. Om Jnana Nirantasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshuranitam Vena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Snapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padikamaram Sri Guru Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sargajatam Sagana Raghunatham Vitantam Sajivam Sarvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Hare Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaskrute Tapta Kanchana Govarangi Radhe Vrinda Bhaveshwari Vrishabhanushrute Devi Pranamami Hare Priye Vancha Kalputuru Vyascha Kripasindhu Vyaye Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tirami Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pichakani Devi Sesh Sundimati Vasetta Deshukarani Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Good to see good audiences in the temple. Maybe someone's used to have no audience, almost some camera and one of the persons.
Welcome.
So we continue to hear this wonderful narration of Ajamila. Just a brief background so far, what's happened. Those who are somewhat new. So, in the end of Canto 5, Sukadeva Goswami gives a vivid description of hell's planet and different types of suffering that entails in hell's planet. Some of the activities or actions we perform, or then they are given this punishment. After hearing the elaborate descriptions of 28 hell's planet and suffering in there, being a compassionate, Parikshit Maharaj asked the questions, and what is the remedy for not going to hell's planet? Sukadeva Goswami gives one of the processes, atonement, the prayaschitta. Whatever sinful activities one may have done, then do a prayaschitta. Parikshit Maharaj kind of didn't accept whatever Sukadeva Goswami said, and he questions. Prayaschitta is like the bathing, elephant bathing in the river. The elephant goes, bathes, and then when he comes out, and puts dust back again. So prayaschitta is like that. You commit sinful activities, and then you again do prayaschitta, then again go back and do the same activities again and again. So it's like back and forth, never ending. He said, no, that's not good. Then Sukadeva Goswami said, to again, learn the scriptures. Detach from the world. Gyan mark. Even that is not, well, wasn't accepted by it. And then he said, even that still doesn't uproot the proclivity or the tendency to commit sinful activities. Still remains, the root still remains. And he gives an example of a dry leaves that being burned on the ground, that becomes burned. However, there are some trees, the roots still in the ground. Even the fire gets distinguished, that later on as time goes, the tree will come back again. So that kind of process is so that the tendency is still there. Then finally Sukadeva Goswami gives the answer. Kechit kevalaya bhaktya. By performing devotional service only, then to whom Vasudeva? Kechit kevalaya bhaktya Vasudeva parayana. That is the only way you can uproot completely from even the seed or the roots, everything is gone. So, to prove this point, Sukadeva Goswami is now narrating a very beautiful story of Ajamila. Ajamila was born in Brahmana family, very pious. He had learned the scriptures, followed all the rules and regulations prescribed in the scriptures, performing yajnas, sacrifices, or different activities, which is for the spiritual life. So that was the Ajamila, and he married. What happened then? Asamila was sent by his father to collect some firewood and flowers and from the forest. What does he see there?
Prostitute.
Yes. He sees a man and a woman embracing in very indecent way. Kissing and so on and so forth. So that impression has, you know, with just that impression, the lust and kama vasana has arose in his heart. So eventually he goes, approaches his prostitutes and get married. And to the point, he neglected his parents. He received an inheritance from parents. All that is also spent on the prostitute. In the course of time, he became so sinful that he started committing sinful activities such as harassing people, stealing, even to the point of killing for his livelihood. He became so sinful. This is the description that the Yamadutta is giving. So what happens? So what type of person he was, Ajamila, the Yamadutta is describing the Vishnu Dutta. He says, thus Ajamila began to spend, spending whatever money he had, inheritance he spent. He gave up the company of his beautiful wife that he was married. And then he somehow just by illegal means or sinful means, he started to live his life. This Brahmana irresponsibly spent his long life translating all rules and regulations of the holy scriptures, living extravagantly and eating food prepared by a prostitute. Therefore, he is full of sin. He is unclean and addicted to forbidden activities, such as the activities of Ajamila, eventually. So what happens? So at the end, towards his, I think it was 80, close to 80, he had a son. And his son's name was Narayan. Narayan. So he was just about to die. At that point, the Yamadutas, three Yamadutas, very fierce looking Yamadutas appear on the scene to drag Ajamila away from his body. The messenger of death or Yamadutas. So seeing the frightened scene of these ghastly looking Yamadutas, what does Ajamila do? Yes. He chants and he calls for who? He's calling for Narayana, he's calling for his son. Narayana. In that helpless condition, he calls out Narayana. So what happens then? Four Vishnu Dutas appear in the scene and say, stop. And then there's a whole discussion taking place between Yamadutas and Vishnudutas. Yamadutas are describing, giving all the list of all the activities he has done, he is sinful. We have to take him to the Yamaloka to punish. And Vishnudutas says, no, you can't take him. He is not sinful. Of course, so then the exchange takes place between Yamadutas and the Yamadutas give their reasons for taking him to hell's planet, and then Vishnu stop him. Now there's the now so last chapter, the chapter the first chapter we hear the all the list of or arguments given by Yamadutas. In this chapter, now we're hearing the version or the counteract argument by Vishnudutta to say this is he's not sinful. So last verse, yesterday's verse we heard, and text 13, and this Vishnudutta is giving their vision. So yesterday we heard that at the time of death, this is Vishnudutta speaking, this Ajamila helplessly, very loudly chanted the holy name of the Lord, Narayana. The chanting alone has already freed him from the reactions of all sinful life. Not the word, all sinful life. Therefore, O servant of Yamaraj, do not try to take him to your master for punishment in hellish condition. This is what we heard yesterday. Now, as we've been hearing last, for the glories of the holy name, Vishnudutas are describing, from almost text 9 onwards, they give this. So next to text 17, I think it is, it gives the glories of the holy name. What is the power of the holy name? And this is given in Srimad Bhagavatam, the ultimate scripture, the most authentic, most the conclusion of the entire Vedic knowledge is in Srimad Bhagavatam. It's the most authoritative. And so it describes in the So today we're hearing further glories of the continuation of the glories of the holy name. Now Vishnudutta is saying, even so they're saying of Sankityam, just to indicate, they're not even meant to chant, or it's not just Sanket in Hindi code. Sankityam, if they chant the holy name. Parihasyam, jokingly. You make fun of it and say, Hare Krishna. Or if you go in the Johnson Street, some of the devotees are chanting and they sing, Hare Krishna. Here, Srimad Bhagavatam is giving them what is the result of that. Even that is glorified. Sankirtya, jokingly. Oh, sorry, Parihasya, jokingly. You chant the holy name. Stovam. As a musical entertainment, in India, we have so many the professional music entertainers. They chant the holy name. They chant the bhajans. They chant different things. Srimad Bhagavatam says even them, helanam neglectfully, helana karke, Hare Krishna. Prabhupada once, I think there was an article, some article was in, I think published in New York or America somewhere, and it was just some derogative or it was negative article published in a newspaper. I said, Hare Krishna, this, Hare Krishna, that, Hare Krishna, it was just, this is one, la, la, la. And Prabhupada had one disciple to read this, and he proposed, quietly sat there and just heard the whole thing. And Prabhupada said, good news. And why? Because there was at least 15 or 16 times, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Prabhupada said, this is good. Our Bhagavatam says, even neglectfully they chant, at least they're chanting the glory of the holy name. That is, Bhagavatam says. So neglectfully or derogatively, then hesitantly. Huh? So what is it? Nama grahanam asesa. Next word is, the word is given asesa. Asesa means no limit. Just got says now. Asesa agaharam, agaharam. Aga means sinful act, sinful, the sin. Haram means taken away. So what's the translation? One who chants the holy name of the Lord is immediately free from reaction of unlimited sins. How many? How much? Unlimited. Asesa agaharam. Even if he chants indirectly to indicate something else, sankirtyam, parihasam, jokingly, or musical entertainment, or even neglectfully, this is accepted by the all learned vidu, learned scholars of the scriptures. This is the glory of the holy name. And then next verse again, you know, they're saying, what is this in text 15? If one chants the holy name of Hari and dies because of an accidental misfortune, accidentally, just you are on the, you know, some, such a falling from a top, such as falling from the house, top of the house, somebody falls down, or accidental, slipping off, suffering from broken bones while traveling, road accident. Suppose somebody has a road accident, just meets the chants Hare Krishna. Even in that condition, or you have afflicted by disease or fear, or heat or pain, being injured by a weapon, one is immediately absolved from having to enter the hellish life. Even in that condition, if they chanted the holy name, one is prevented from hellish, entering into hellish life. This is Sriman Bhagavatam. This is from the 12th canto, chapter 3, text 44. Terrified about to die, a man collapses on his bed. Although his voice is faltering and he is hardly conscious of what he is saying, if he utters the holy name of the Lord, he can be free from the reaction of all his fruited work and achieve supreme destination. That is Srimad Bhagavatam. You are just about to die, because you are on the deathbed almost. This is what is taking place in the Ajamila's face. No? He is in the deathbed and he is chanting the name of Narayan. Yes? Bhagavatam says, that even that condition, that it's a better. As Prabhupada quoted in Siman, the purport says, Yamyam Vapi Smaram Bhavam. As one quits the body, whatever state of the being one remembers when he quits his body, that state will attain without fail. This is from Krishna and Bhagavad Gita giving. This is on the 8th chapter, text 6. So, there is so much glory in our scriptures on the holy name. So much glory is given on the holy name. In Vrindavanadi Puran, Lord Rama is telling the Narada Muni, is asking, what is the remedy for the age of Kali, people in the age of Kali, Kali, where people have mandas, manda, matayo, and it's all, the memory is gone down, everything is low, and they are all disturbed. What is the remedy for those people in Kali Yuga? And Brahmaji gives Narada Muni, yes, this is chanting of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Iti Surasakam Namna. These 16 letters, these words, 16 words, Surasaka Namna, Kali, Kalmasana Asanam. Whatever sinful activities person may have performed in the age of Kali, that is Nasanam. Nata, paratara, there is no other upaya. Nata, paratara, upaya, there is no other means of deliverance. Hey Narad, sarva vedesu drishyate. All the Brahma is the creator of the Vedas. He is the knower of the Vedas. He is the first recipient of the Vedas. And he elaborates into four Vedas. So Yajur Sam, Rig, Atharva, and Upavedas, Upanishads, Shruti, Smritis, Puranas, Itihasas. Brahmaji is saying, I know every word of the Vedic scriptures. And he says, no, I have not seen anything better than this. Sarva Vedeshu Drishyate Na. Na Tar Parata Upaya. What is it? It's only in the age of Kali, only chanting the holy name of the Lord. That is Brahmaji's declaration. Now, as we hear it, in any condition we can chant the holy name. I mean, if chanted, now we should not say that, I should say. If any condition, holy name does not have a, if one can chant, it does not have a strict rules and regulations. If you were to perform a fire sacrifice, for example, you need to have a proper place, you need to have a proper Brahmanas chant, proper time. But for the holy name, no such rules and regulations. Mantratastantra, this is in the 8th canto. Srimadbhagavatam, Mantratastantra Chitram, Desa, Kala, Arha, Vastu. Time, the place, Kala is time, Arha is Bhavanalia, the Vastu is Bhavanalia. Anything, sarvam karoti nishitam, anything that is not, it can nullify, just by chanting the holy name. That is the power of the holy name. And Mahaprabhu also said, gives the same thing in Six Astakam. What is the second verse of Six Astakam? Mahaprabhu says what? There is no rules and regulations. Naam vakari bhavda nijasarva saktis tatra vikarana yukta niyam itis masmaranena thakta. There is no niyam to chant our name. There is no rules and regulations. You can chant anywhere, anytime, any place. And it has effect. Now, does chanting of the holy name restrict to a particular person or particular nationality, particular caste, particular anything? No. Srimad Bhagavatam said, even the lowest of, you can degrade, you know, there is a degradation of, you know, sinful, most sinful person. Bhagavatam says, even to the point of dog eaters, you know, somewhat, Bhagavatam puts the category quite low. Even the dog eaters, huh? Ahovadat svapachayo kariyan yad jivha agre, just the tip, on the tip of the tongue, if there is a holy name, it vibrates. That person is as good as Brahmana, if not better than Brahmana. That is the... Bhagavatam also gives us that he says, even if you have a desire, even if you have no desire, anything, you should still chant the holy name of the Lord. Etan devati mana, this is second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Etan devati mana na ichchatam. If you have a desire, ichcha, desire, material desire, anything. Akuto bhayam yoginam nipradinetam. Hare nama eva. Ankirtana. You have desire or no desire, still chanting holy name of the Lord. Srimad Bhagavatam says. Now, at the end of very last verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, concluding verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, entire throughout Srimad Bhagavatam, there's 18,000 verses. The concluding verse says, Nama Sankirtana Yasya Sarva Papa Pranashanam. Pranamo Dukha Samanas Tamnamami Hari Par. Chanting of the holy name, Nama Sankirtana Yasya, the Lord's holy name, Sarva Papa Pranashanam, all sinful activity, the sins are eliminated. Pranama dukkha samanas, all your dukkha, miseries, samanam, they are burnt. That is the power of the holy name. Now, Srila Prabhupada gives a very nice quote from the scripture in Chaitanya 3.17, Adilat 3.17, he quotes a verse. Gokoti danam grahaneshu khagasya. He gives the power of the holy name, just one name of Govinda. What is the value of chanting one name of Krishna or Govinda? He gives Gokoti danam grahaneshu khagasya. Gokoti. Koti means millions or 1 crore. Go means cow. You donate a cow, 10 million cows. In what? What species time? At the grahan. When this eclipse is considered an inauspicious. But at that time, if you do a charity, a godan, Gokoti danam grahane khagasya. Surya grahana. How many cows?
10 million.
10 million, Gokoti, yes. Prayag gandoka kalpavasa. One may live in the confluence of the Ganges or the holy places at the country. For how long? Kalpavasa. Kalpa is one day of Brahma. How many years in one day of Brahma? Any thoughts?
100. I have read it in Bhagavad Gita.
100. So I'll give you a formula and calculate. Kaliyuga lasts for 432,000 years. One Kaliyuga. Dwapara Yuga is double of that. So which is 816, right? And Treta Yuga is the triple of Kali Yuga. And then Satyuga is four time of Kali Yuga. So that approximately calculates to be four Yuga combined, calculates to be 1.7 million years is the one Chatur Yuga. We also call known as Dipi Yuga, Chatur Yuga. Such Chatur Yuga or Dipi Yuga of 1,000 of Dipi Yuga is one day of Brahma. And such is it also night. So that is called Kalpa. So it's roughly it's 430 something. It's for 4 points of millions of years. It's a long time. We're saying Kalpa Vasa is as long as life day of Brahma, if one lives in a holy place just to perform tapasya. Yajna Ayutam Meru Suvarna Danam. You perform a sacrifice, you give a gold in the amount of size of the Meru mountain. In the fifth canto, we hear the description of Sumeru mountain, or Meru mountain is the biggest mountain. That size of the Meru mountain is 100,000 yojana. One yojana is about 13 kilometers. Or 8 miles. So 100,000. So 13,000 was 1.3. What is that calculated to be? Kilometers. So it's huge mountain. Or 800 miles. Size of the mountain. It says, I am 10,000. You give the 10,000 size of Meru. That amount of gold you donate to a Brahmana's devotee. Govinda Kirti na samam sat amsa. You chant the holy name of Govinda once, and it says all those combined is not in sata means 100, amsa means the 101th of 100. One of hundred. Is that what it is? Are you?
One of hundred.
Not even one part. All that amount, so Gokoti, you give millions of cow donation. You live in the holy places or in the bank of Gandhi for so many years and give big amount of gold donation as size as equal size amount of size of the Meru mountain, that is equal to chanting once. That is not even 100th of you can get. This is the scriptures. Now. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is giving us instruction. And we also ask, Krishna never tell us to chant. Why didn't Krishna tell us to chant? He didn't say, you know, this chant, this mantra, this that. He did. Yes? So he says in the 9th chapter, text 14. So he says, Satatam. What's Satam?
Always.
What is it saying? Always chant my holy name. Satam kirtayanto maam yatantasta dridhakartha namasyanta simam nitya bhakti nitya yukta upasate. Lord Krishna says, always chant my glories in every great determination. Bhagavan before me. This great soul perpetually worship me in devotion. Krishna is telling us also. Krishna is also telling us to chant the holy name. How do you remember? He's saying, always remember me, always chant my glories. What is the method of chanting? Glorifying Krishna, chanting the glories of Krishna, or chanting the holy name.
ananaschintayantu mam. One point of focus, ananya chintayantu mam. Mam, Krishna is saying, always remember me, always to chintan of me. So, it's not only in Kali Yuga it's recommended to chant, also in other yugas, like for example, Prahlad Maharaj. How was he protected? Prahlad Maharaj was thrown over the cliff. Poison was given to him. He was to be burned in a fire. Put in a snake's pit of the snakes. How was it he saved? What was the power? What did he do? Prahlad Maharaj.
Chanted.
As a result, he was protected. Say that Prahlad Maharaj appeared in the Satyuga or in the 518 pages. What did he do? Chant the holy name. And he was saved. To the point Lord Srinivasa himself appeared. What did Dhruva Maharaj do in Treta Yuga or Kaushalya Yuga? Narada Muni, what did he give him? Narada Muni was the spiritual master of Dhruva Maharaj. What did he give? Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narada Muni gave this mantra to Dhruva Maharaj. And what did he do? Dhruva Maharaj do? Chanted this holy name. As a result, he was the lord of the Dhruva Loka. That's the holy name. That's the power of the holy name. Even if you have a material desire, you get the you chant the holy name. Draupadi, when she was disrobed, what does she do in the assembly of Guru?
Remember
the Lord. Chanted the Lord name, right? As a result, Lord came in the form of a sari and he protected her. So again, if you want to draw the attention of the Lord, what do you have to do? Chant the holy name. If you are in difficulty, what do you do? Chant the holy name. When Draupadi was in forest, Durvasa Muni came there. Durvasa Muni is very well known for his getting very pleased easily. He can be very angry very easily also. He can also curse you if he is displeased. He came to forest where Draupadi had a Akshay Patra. Akshay Patra is, it was, as long as Draupadi does not eat, this was given to her by Surya Deva, that this pot can feed any number of guests. Any amount of food you desire, that can be had. The condition was that Draupadi, as long as Draupadi doesn't eat for that day, that could produce great, any amount of food for any number. So Durvasa Muni, when he came with 10,000 disciples, it so happened Draupadi had already eaten. What did Draupadi do at that time? She was in difficulty. Yes! Hey Govinda, I'm in difficulties. Please save me. That is the glory of the name. Chanting glory name. Lord appeared there. And then Krishna says, hey, Draupadi, I'm here. You want me? I'm here. Give me some food. I said, I don't have finish. Someone bring your Akshaya Patra to me, and there's a little grain of rice was stuck in the bottom of the pot. Krishna ate that. Aham tripti triptosmi. I am satisfied. When Krishna is satisfied, everything is satisfied. Yeah, after Krishna had that, and then Durvasa Muni was full. They couldn't even go in front of Draupadi. So the point is, chanting of the holy name is what's being glorified throughout the scriptures. The scriptures of Srimad Bhagavatam, Puranas, they are all the scriptures. So, yeah, that is the glory of the holy name. That is being discussed. We will be continuing to hear more this, the glory of the holy name in ensuing verses. And yeah, that is the only means. Kale Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Eva, Kevalam, Kalau, Namaste, Naste, Nasteva, Gatir, Anyatha. Scripture says, in the age of Kali that we're living in, there is no other means than chanting the holy name of the Lord. Harir Nama is given, Harir Nama, three times. If something is given three times, maybe that means very important in our scriptures. Same thing, Harir Nama, Eva, Kevalam, Kalo, Nasteva. Once, Nasteva, twice, Nasteva. There is no other means, there is no other means, there is no other means. That is the Andhramanarite Purana. We find that. That's good. So, Hare Nama Eva, Keva. This age of Kali, simply chant the holy name of the Lord, everything is done. You don't have to perform great austerities, go into a mountain, and go to a forest, and do severe austerities. All that is culminated in the chanting of the holy name as we discuss. Kokutidanam karanis kavasya. So, simply, Prabhupada said, simply chant the holy name and be happy. So simple. Is it difficult? Is chanting the holy name difficult? No. So simple. Yet, we think it is so simple, how can it be so powerful? No, it's not. It is very powerful. Very powerful. Yes. Cool. And here, any questions or this will be this right.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. If we look at the previous stages, all the Satyug, Kaliyug, Dwaparayug, all the time, whenever there is a problem, it stems from desire. You look at Kans, if you go back in Duryodhana, Ravana, comes from stem. If there is no desire, how can the world run without desire? We do something with a desire. Anything requires desire to do that, to function. So if desire is, if this is Lord's will that eliminate the desire, why did it stem from the beginning? It shouldn't have been, there should have been there is no, there had been no desire, there would have been no sins. If there is no sins, means everything is pure.
Very good question. Even the desires, there are two types, positive and negative. Yes? You can desire, you have a choice, desire either negative or positive. Yes? Same desire, if the desire are directed towards a positive action, for example, do good to others and help others, chant the holy name. These are positive, right? Desires, or if you have done anything. And then we have a negative. Yes, I want to go and run to the bank. I want to go and meet somebody. I want to drive a car and meet someone. So desires are two types, either positive or negative. We are designed in such a way that yes, we can't be desireless. Yes? But it's our choice to which one to take. Positive or negative?
How do we differentiate, let's say, desire to accumulate XYZ things?
Differentiation can be done. Very simple. And the scriptures gives us a clear direction. This is negative, this is positive. We're hearing about the Ajami, right? He was killing, he was stealing, he was neglecting his parents. These are all negatives. These are common sense or anything. Anything that will harm others, that's negative. Anything you do good for others, that's positive. Or yourself. So, the choice is ours. That choice Krishna has given us to exercise. How we exercise is up to us. Positives, how do you know what positive or negative? We are taught. When we were small kids, we taught by parents, do this. Don't lie, don't cheat. You know, do this, go to school and learn this. We taught when you're young. As you go older, we're taught again. And so the scriptures, the devotees, or these scriptures. There's so many ways we know that it's, you know, things are positive. And to learn what positive, what negative. It's not that difficult to differentiate what's positive, what's negative. If you really want to find out further details, read scriptures. Go to associate with the positive-minded people. Sadhu Sangha. Sadhu Guru, Sadhu Shastra. That, from there you will know what is good, what's positive, what's not negative. So that's one way of... Any other questions?
So as you mentioned, like any desire when one have, if it's good for others or for yourself, is okay.
Yeah. So when we say, there could be also for me, if somebody has $1 million in front of me and I say this is good for me and I go take it, that's, even though it's good for me, but it's not good for me. Right? If you go to the bank, steal the money, plunder the bank, and then have that money, for me, that will be considered good because I have a lot of money now. Right? And then, but actually it is not. So, anything for your soul, positive, that is considered a spiritual positive. For example, if for your body, anything to serve your body and senses, that's not considered a best, according to scriptures. What is beneficial for the soul, that is considered a positive, according to scriptures. for body, maybe something, you know, in having a beautiful watch or beautiful smell or something good to eat or something nice to smell, then think that is good according to our understanding. But scripture says go further down, because right in the beginning of Gita, Krishna says we are not this body. This body is a machine that we are using. We are living within this body. So if you understand, we are not this body, we are a spiritual soul living in the body. So anything a positive to the soul, that is bad, good. Anything positive to the body is considered secondary.
So since this soul lives in this body, and we have been given the senses, sense of touch, sense of see, sense of smell. So there is a one side, there is a soul that we need to focus on to blossom the soul, to make the best use of the soul. Since we have given this human life, also we have the senses.
Yes.
How do we make the best balance so that we can uplift?
Yeah. So whole entire today the discussion was chanting the holy name. So what do we use to chant the holy name? We use our senses. We use our tongue. We use our body. We use our mind, the ability to speak. That is all given to us in the body, by the body, right? Yet we utilize those activities or the capacity or the body is what is given us by body, we use it towards saving or for the good of connecting ourselves with soul and to super soul of Paramatma or Krishna. So body, anything that's used, body gets used to connect or serve this Lord of establish a connection with the Lord. Yeah. What is use?
So a lot of people would have this question that why Lord wants us to serve Him?
Why
do Lord wants to serve Him?
Because He is God. He is the creator of this world. He is the maintainer of this world. He is the proprietor of this world. Yes. Everything belongs to Him, including us. So, as a finger belongs to the body, the duty of my hand or the fingers is to serve my body. Similarly, God has given us this body. It is our duty to serve Him. So,
I feel like this is how you
do it. We can discuss offline. Okay, so let's give another opportunity. Or we can do another thing. No, we'll do offline. I'll come back to it.
Hare Krishna Guru, thank you very much. Very nice class on the glories of the Holy Name. Prabhu, I wanted to ask you, you explained that Ajamil was born in a Brahmin family and he got attracted to a prostitute and he lost all his virtues and became a bad person. So he left his parents, left his own wife and kids. So how come he named his son as Narayan? Did he have some Sukruti or somebody guided him? What I have heard is some sadhu he served who gave the name. Can you please?
Yes, I was hearing this lecture by Jivan and his son, Govinda Maharaj, on this Ajamil story. And also other day, Gopal Deshpuru also narrated. So what there's a historical is that there was a sage, I think it was a Romans Rishi, so the sages are normally all bygone ages, they travel and they stay in different places. So these sages had come in the where the Ajamil was living in the village, and these sages were looking for somewhere to stay at night. And they were directed to go to Ajamila's house. It so also happened that the Ajamila was away at that time when the sages came. The sages was received by this prostitute, the Ajamila's, and she had some culture. So she looked after them, she gave them the place to stay, and she served them. And when the next day, when the sage was about to leave, and said, and sages also came to know that she was pregnant, and they said, "You name this child as Narayan, that will be the means of deliverance for you." That was a Sukriti. So the Vaishnava Sangha or Sadhu Sangha and serving the Vaishnavas was the Sukriti by this Sukriti the last son of Ajamila's name is Narayan. In fact, the sages instructed them her to name this child as Narayan. Because they they figured out that the Ajamila was sinful. What is the means of deliverance? The sadhus are always looking for helping others or benefiting others. Paropokar. So as the service she performed to look after them, in reciprocation they gave this. And knowing that fact that this Ajamila is very sinful, what is the means of deliverance? These sages actually indirectly gave this instruction to name that child as Narayan. Because Lord Narayan's name, even though Ajamila chanted the name of Narayan as he's calling out for his son, right? Where Radha Govind Maharaj was saying that the name, we may name Narayan or Krishna or Govinda to our child or our kids, but the primary owner of those names is Lord. So Lord does not consider, oh, he just chanted the son is Narayan, how will he come? No, Lord thought, in this case, this is a Pramana here, Ajamila. He chanted my name. My name is Narayan. So Lord sent Vishnudutta to protect him. So as the story goes, that Ajamila was saved and he is going to now come to senses and he will perform the devotional service, then only he will go back. He will purify himself and then only he will go back.
So
what
is
Roma Harsha? Loma Harsha? Loma Sarasya.
Lomas,
you see,
Lomas,
yeah. That put that on our head.
Yeah.
There's two, yeah. I heard this, and I think Bhagavan just was mentioning that the lower, because we have so much hair, he had an itch. And of course, he was told that if you go and stay or
remnants of
keep the remnants of a most sinful person. Then he will be dead. There's few versions. I heard some versions with the other one differently, and then there's few versions of that story. But he had to eat that remnants of the most sinful person who happened to be Ajamila at the time. So once that itch was gone because of eating that remnants, Loma Rasamrishi gave that benediction, you name that Sanarayan. That's one
of those.
Yes,
Krishna. When somebody chants the name of the Lord, does anybody just one time and their sins get removed? What does that mean after that? Once their sins are removed, what will that amount to? You know, what does that do for them?
That gives the answer to that question. Just give me a second so I can find that. that answer this question. So this is text number 8 of this same chapter, second chapter 2, 6th canto. Vishnudutta continued, even previously, while eating and at the other times, this Ajamila would call his son, saying, my dear Narayan, please come here. Although calling the name of his son, he nevertheless uttered the four-syllable name Narayana. Simply by chanting the names of Narayana in this way, he sufficiently atoned for all sinful reaction of millions of life. That's gone. Just once. So it's not just only this life, according to Bhagavatam saying, millions of life, if not all gone.
But my question was what? And all your sins are gone like that, then what happens? Because is that liberation?
So sins are a product of this material world. Meaning that your past sins are gone. You may still have a tendency to commit sin, right? Continue to do so, right? And as today's verse says, what? It does not enter. They do not go to hellish planet. They may go to Swarga, or you come back to this material world and so on and so forth, but it stops them from entering into hellish planet. Yeah? But they may continue to sin, and they may have to go. But from till that point, the past sins are gone.
So they're saving them from a lot of suffering.
Correct. Suffering, yes. Saving from suffering. That's the power of the name. Yeah.
Also, you reach the Sutta Shatva state, and then you can maintain your.
Take mic.
So just to add, apart from removing the sins, chanting of the holy name brings us to the Shuddha Sattva state, which is pure goodness. There is goodness, and there is even higher than goodness, is pure goodness. And once you reach there, then you are more stable in your devotion.
Correct. In order to return back to Krishna or go to the spiritual world, person has to be fully purified. Yeah. Even in the case of Ajami, we hear that he was only saved from going to the hellish planet, but he remained in the same body. He went to Haridwar and he performed a devotional service, purified, completely purified, then only he was able to go back to work. Yes. Please pass on the mic.
Just another comment on that previous question. Is there a matter of process every morning when we chant the 10 offenses to the holy name during after Mahalati? We say that unless one avoids these offenses, one can chant for millions of births without attaining the goal, which is Krishna praying.
Yes.
So Lord Chaitanya has brought the chanting of the holy name to this age of Kali, specifically to reward the highest love of Godhead. So when we chant offensively, that's the boon, that's the gift.
Yes. Chanting the holy name must be chanted offensively. We recite the 10 offenses. In the case of Ajamil, it was chanted. Vishnu clarified that because he chanted offensively, that's why he. Yeah. It's always heard that then because he chanted in Nama Abhas with elephants. That's why he was same mistake. Somebody else had a question?
Thank
you. Any other clarification questions? Yes, we're all okay.
Hare Krishna. With chanting of Hare Krishna mantra, if one start paying simultaneously, one start paying attention to remove the seven capital sins, which is anger, greed, lust, envy, all these. But they come very naturally. Say, I'm hungry, anger will come automatically if I'm not getting food. Similarly, in another situation when the other sins are about to come, your soul knows, okay, if I'm jealous of something, straight away will come, even though I know this is not right. So, what's the best way to curb that and eliminate that from the roots?
Mm-hmm. So, what is the, if you are diseased, what is the method of getting better? Take the medicine continuously. Yes? Similarly, if you have those kind of tendencies or something, chanting the holy name or serving the Lord, chanting the holy name, reading the scriptures, associating with the devotees, having taken prasadam, these are the different means that will gradually. It's not going to work once today, may not be, but it will gradually diminish all those negative qualities, anger, lust, greed, everything. It will diminish. You've seen the practical example, right? Prabhupada went to New York when he went to, he preached to those hippies, right? The hippies were indulging in name all the sinful activities they were indulging in. Taking drugs, committing sex, or just saying, right? Prabhupada went there and gave them the holy name. They chanted the holy name. Eventually, what we see, out of those, they became such a great devotees. They became sannyasis. They became gurus. Meaning that they eventually they get purified. Holy name, chant the holy name of the Lord, associate and do the devotional practices. That will reduce. It's not completely eliminate because we have a material body given to us by this Deva. But these tendencies will not come out as aggressively as it can be. It may come out in a different scenario, in a different situation, but it's the effect is not as negative as it should be. It goes away, chanting the holy name. As I said, as a patient, disease person, method is to take medicine continuously. Eventually, disease will go away. Thank you. Okay, we'll end here. Krantha Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Sarvapad ki jai.